The House is back in session for a third day of voting to determine the next speaker. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has failed repeatedly to gain the necessary votes to become speaker due to a blockade of his speakership by 20 hard-right Republicans. Now McCarthy is making fresh concessions to those lawmakers that are likely to weaken the position of Speaker of the House. Let's bring in NPR political correspondent Susan Davis. Hi, Susan.
Hey, good to be here.
Good to have you. So bring us up to speed. Why are these 20 Republican lawmakers so opposed to Kevin McCarthy becoming speaker?
Well, I think at the heart of it, it's fair to say at this point, it really just comes down to a trust issue. McCarthy has known he was going to face some resistance to his speakership as early as November. Shortly after the election, Republicans had gathered to nominate their candidate for who they would put up for speaker on January 3rd. And McCarthy won handily, but there was 31 votes against him in a secret ballot. 20 of those 31 have remained publicly opposed to him. Even as the speaker has continued to move goalposts and offer more and more concessions that would give these members bigger seats at the table, more power in the conference, and more of their demands for how they want to see the majority run the House. And yet, not a single one of them has moved from the no to the yes column. So at a certain point, it seems like they just, it's not that a policy concession can get them there. They just fundamentally are standing in opposition to Kevin McCarthy, the member, the man.
I want to dig into these new concessions because, well, he agreed to them late last night. McCarthy did. He said he would allow just one lawmaker to sponsor a resolution to oust him as speaker. Previously, it was going to be a group of five lawmakers. Why would he agree to that?
You know, initially, McCarthy had said that this was a red line for him, that he would never agree to do this. The rule in its current form had been that you would need a leader of a party and a majority of members to bring up a motion to vacate, which would essentially allow lawmakers to throw out the speaker in the middle of a Congress. McCarthy said he would never do it because it would weaken the speakership. You essentially have a sword of Damocles over your head every single day as speaker. But I think it speaks to how desperate he is at this point to try to get these sort of fringe members, hard right members on board, because so many of them have said that they see this as conditional to their vote. And yet, again, none of them have said they will agree to support him, even as he has now put that offer on the table.
He's also said he would consider putting more members of the super conservative House Freedom Caucus on the House Rules Committee, which debates legislation before it moves to the floor. So what are the implications of that? Seems like even more gridlock in the House.
It does. And here's a fascinating dynamic at this point in the negotiations. You know, 90% plus of this conference is standing behind Kevin McCarthy and don't want anyone but him to be speaker. But in order to get potentially some combination of these 20 resistors on board, he kind of has to roll his allies. You know, the Rules Committee has long been seen as an extension of the Speaker's office, often filled with party loyalists who will vote in line with the Speaker. And to put on members who are saying they want to be on the committee because they don't want to go along not only weakens the speakership, but undermines the chairman of these committees who might not want these members on their panels and who have up to now been, you know, loyal friends to Kevin McCarthy. So by trying to put out one fire in the conference, is he potentially igniting others as he makes these negotiations? And that's a fair and open question right now.
And the super PAC endorsed by McCarthy, called the Congressional Leadership Fund and the nonprofit Conservative Club for Growth, announced yesterday they would not get involved in House primaries for safe Republican seats. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, they made a point to say that no member had specifically requested that they do this because that would start to raise some legal questions as well. But essentially, they're saying they'll stay out of primaries because oftentimes, you know, conservatives feel that they are undermined in primaries by establishment leadership who try to handpick candidates. And again, saying that, conceding that point also further weakens leadership. Part of the point of being a party leader is to play a heavy-handed role in campaigns and elections and candidate selection and trying to build the kind of majority you think you can lead. So at almost every angle, on the policy, on the management of the House, on politics, McCarthy has had to give away parts of the power of the office in order to get there. And we still don't know if he can get there, but if he does, he would still enter the speakership a fundamentally weaker speaker than either his Democratic or Republican predecessors.
The drama continues. NPR political correspondent Susan Davis. Susan, thank you.
You're welcome.